Oh, yes. So we're going to have 2 minutes, since we have plenty of time, 2 minutes for each candidate to introduce themselves.
Just a general introduction.
Yeah, just whatever you want to say, you know, why you're running and who you are, what slate are you running with and why. Thanks.
Hello, my name is Jaime Catter. I'm running with the Voices for Justice Radio with Steve Zeltzer, Philip Messina, and Saraya Sayadi. And I'm a Green Party member. I've been working for several years, mostly with the Spanish-speaking community in Contra Costa County, also with California Human Development. It's a nonprofit, also working mostly with the Hispanic community. I have had an opportunity to do some traveling. I've been just a little bit to North Africa, to Europe. More recently, I made trips to Central America, where my family's from, and also to Cuba. And I'm running because I was asked to run, but I also like working with the community and interacting with the community and getting their feedback and hopefully getting some of their issues taken into consideration. Thank you.
Hello everybody, fellow candidates and audience members. My name is Felipe Messina and I am running for a position on the board with the Voices for Justice radio slate. And I am running because I was also asked to run, and I'm also running because I very much appreciate the democratic process that we have at KPFA since the lawsuits after the 1999 events at KPFA. And I consider it an honor to run for the board, and I hope other people will consider running in the future and help sustain the board. In 2007, I went to my first KPFA board meeting. And I learned a lot about KPFA. I learned that there's not a whole lot of welcoming committee. Steve Zeltzer was probably one of the most welcoming people around KPFA. There are some board members that are really cool, but for the most part, it seems like there's no real entry points for listener members, for community members into KPFA. I'm sure there's lots of energy to be taken advantage of and utilized by KPFA, by listener members. Certainly the radio station inspires a lot of energetic enthusiasm and participation in the station, and yet there doesn't seem to be any avenues for participating. I look at a website like Indie Bay and notice how there's so much opportunity for public input, civic participation, and I wish that KPFA was a lot more like that. Listening to KPFA since I was a boy, and certainly for all of my adult life, I got the sense that it was an activist center, that KPFA facilitated and assisted some basic activism that I think everybody can gather around. Certainly, there's political differences even in this room, but I'm sure there's some like basic common ground that we can rally around. But I was surprised to find that KPFA really wasn't that, and I hope that KPFA can be that in the future. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Steve Zeltzer, and I'm a longtime supporter of KPFA and labor programmer. I used to have a show on KPFA called Labor Line, and also I worked to help establish the KPFA Labor Collective. KPFA and Pacifica is in deep crisis right now. People, unfortunately, are leaving our station or our network, and we have to confront the reasons why this is happening and develop a plan and strategy on how to change that. I think we have to make KPFA a beacon for working people in this country. We're under massive attack with the highest unemployment since the Depression. We need to activate the station. We need a KPFA, for example, to have a one-hour weekly labor show, as they do in New York, WBI, and Houston, and in Los Angeles. We need to have a portal, a web portal, on labor, on women, on environment, where we can put all the programs that are presently being produced and new ones on that website in the portal so that people can get the news and information. People listen to KPFA once and then they never see it again. So a portal would help provide that on the different areas. Also, I think we need a program council of community members, of listeners. Those are the ones that should make the decisions of new programming. And that doesn't mean you can't have the management and the staff to advise, but we have to bring the community back into KPFA and get new programs. We have KPFB, which is a sister station. We could have new programs on that. This is going to require opening up the station and the network. Also, we need to use KPFK, collaborate with them in statewide programming. For example, statewide programming on the major candidates for office in California. That is not being done by the commercial media and the mainstream candidates. That's something KPFA and KPFK could do. We need national days of programming, like the attack on Muslim Americans and Islamophobia, with all the stations contributing, all the community producers, the history of racism, the history of scapegoating, with voices from throughout the United States. Have a real debate. Engage the Muslim American community and all those people who want a change. So that's why I'm running for KPFA board. Thank you.